Here it is live from Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Popsilo Radio Show with your host, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Lo.
Welcome to the Pops and Lo Radio Show. It is Friday night. We are live right here on the Pops and Lo Radio Show, both the Facebook and the YouTube.
The Facebook and the YouTube.
Yeah. So we're live. Anything how to my right, of course, I got to do my introductions. We've got the co-host Lo.
The
co-host Lo, and we got producer Ray
here on the Facebook and the YouTube.
That's exactly right.
And the saywhatyouwillradio.com.
That's right. Saywhatyouwillradio.com. That's where you can find all of our shows, as well as our sponsors.
Right.
Right there on saywhatyouwillradio.com. So anyway, anything, I always start off the show. Anything interesting or odd happened to either one of you this week?
Nap.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Please. Oh.
So.
All right. Let's hear it.
I was prepared for this one. I was thinking about it. So in my Italian class, as anyone knows, I am taking Italian as my second language in college. I had to research odd holidays, and I found, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this or not, the Pastafarians.
You say the Pastafarians?
The pasta.
Not like the Rastafarians.
Right.
No.
But they Pastafarians. Are, but instead of God, it's pasta.
Yes.
Okay.
And their heaven is volcanoes of beer and strippers.
Whoa, this is a real thing?
Yes, this is a real thing. And they celebrate every weekend, and every Friday they have to wear a colander on their head.
What?
Yes, that's what I, yes.
Interesting.
But every day is a holiday. Every day they celebrate something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
365 yes. days a year.
Uh-huh.
They have like holidays from the holiday.
So is it Pastafarian just because they're Italian?
No, they're not Italians. It was just an odd holiday. And I found this.
Where are these Pastafarians located?
Everywhere.
There could be a Pastafarian living near you.
Everywhere. And in their driver's license, actually, they have to wear a colander on their head to identify as a Pastafarian.
No freaking way.
It's like those people that don't believe in the law. Hey, Donald Malone's in the room. How you doing, Donald Malone?
Well, hey.
Yeah, so it's like those people that don't believe in the law, and I forget what they're called, but they get pulled over, and they're like, well, I'm not really driving. I'm a passenger. I'm just an operator.
Oh, no,
you know what I'm talking about? Those type of people?
I haven't heard of that.
Oh, what are they called? I forget what they're called.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's funny.
They're
something unquote, citizen. They're something citizens.
I don't know.
And they give judges all kinds of hard times.
You know who I'm talking
about?
Where they declare themselves, they're like free of the natural laws of the land. Right.
Yes.
That's so funny.
Something citizen.
Oh, that's going to drive me nuts. I know exactly what you're talking about. I learned about that in history class once. And those are a lot of those people live in places like Slab City.
They do.
Yeah. And that's
yeah.
If you guys aren't familiar with Slab City, there's a whole thing of it on Netflix. And it's this place where you go and live, and they're like kind of on a county island, and they claim that they don't.
Sovereign citizen.
Shout out to moms with the save. a sovereign citizen. Right. And that sovereign would be the name.
They're
free
make
from
sense.
All their right. All, yeah, all yeah, the yeah. laws of the land, man.
How about that?
But yeah.
You guys could be living next to a Pastafarian.
I wonder if any Pastafarians are sovereign citizens is there a crossover? You know what I'm saying?
Sovereign.
I don't know.
Pasta citizen.
The Pastafarians believe in the flying spaghetti monster. That is their.
Okay. My thing is like, that
hey,
sounds
Miss Lady's
right.
in the
it
room.
It can't
by the way.
Be real. Yeah. There can't be a person out there that's 100% dedicated to this lifestyle every single day.
Looking at their holidays, they're pretty fun.
They're like in depth and all that.
No,
too?
They're not in like
because like that's my thing is you got to have some like storied history to make this a real religious.
Well,
movement.
It's just something you do fun every day, basically.
And are these like the people that day. Celebrate like National Donut Day and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's crazy because those days are always changing.
Have, like I looked at like my birthday is National Cynicism Day. So you're
cynicism.
Yes.
No. Dang, what are the odds?
But then there's also like I looked at Aaron's birthday. Aaron's birthday is National Llama Day.
Llama.
Yeah. Just
Yama.
Stuff like that.
Interesting.
And,
you didn't look up my birthday, though.
No, but I can.
Do it right
if
now.
If anybody in the comments wants to know their birthday and what their holiday is,
Miss Lady, you're doing. We're doing very well. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you being here. We're gonna look up my birthday for the Pastafarian. What's the holiday?
This is the John Smith that's birthday is on September 26th.
Yes, September 26th.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Don't give out the year because that'll...
they already know. It's
right.
Too late.
All right. Hey, Katie says, hey, Lo, did you start school this week? You did, in fact.
The news is out.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I work for her mother-in-law. So, yes. The teaching has not begun. Orientation began. But, yes, I did back on Wednesday.
October 29th, we have Miss Lady.
Okay, yeah. She wants to do hers, too. All right,
bet. Dad's is September 26th, Scrub the Poop Deck Day.
Scrub the Poop Deck Day.
Okay, so everyone goes out.
So if my wife is listening, that is why I am normally telling jokes and telling stories about
the poop deck.
Defecation, just right. Poop in general.
Yeah.
That's
October 29th is Nut Day. So like peanuts and hazelnuts and stuff like that.
Or you're a nut. Who knows?
Nut Day. Miss Lady, Nut Day. There you go.
Logue's birthday, May 7th, is Scurvy Awareness Day.
Scurvy.
Makes sense.
Man, Scurvy Awareness Day.
Scurvy Awareness Day.
I want to know what the last recorded case of scurvy is. I'm telling you.
Talk like a pirate.
Hey, it's a pirate's life for me. I'm telling you, there would not be a better role than rum on the ocean every day.
Yeah, here. Raping and pillaging.
I mean, hard pass on the rest, but you know, I'll take the rum on the ocean.
No, but you know, Speak Like a Pirate is actually a day. Speak Like a Pirate Day. That is an actual holiday. That's. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure those goofballs at the Pastafarians celebrate.
I haven't read all of them.
Those Pastafarians are probably with some rum on the ocean, too.
Oh, we didn't put up our phone number either.
Yeah. Oh, we did not.
Yeah, hit the old banner there.
867-5309.
There you go.
That'll do it. Join the convo.
Yeah, if you want to be part of the show or you got something odd to share, the number 602-475-2000. Miss Lady says, okay, my daughter's July 26th.
Oh, there you go.
July 26th.
We're going to do some research today, ladies and gentlemen. This is a good way to segue. Good start, Red.
Yeah.
July 26th, White Wine Day.
Whoa.
That's sophisticated.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, elegance in class. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jennifer Myers is in the room. She says, why I start watching and it's all about poop.
Well, our show not about
you
that?
Know, you know, I'm just, a, you know.
We should tally how many odd news stories we've had about poop.
That should be the name of the show. Scrub the Poop Deck.
Scrub the Poop Deck. There you go. That's today's episode.
Yeah, Miss Lady says, nice. Yeah, White Wine Day.
White Wine Day.
How about is there like a calendar you can look at that you could print out and have all the different days? Because I feel like...
Oh, yeah. It's just a big list.
Well, all right. Let's start January 1. Read a couple down.
January 1st.
I just want to see how kind of the flow goes. Like, is there a chronological order to the days? Like
January 1st, as we all know, is New Year's.
Right.
The day of the new. Another freaking year day.
Another freaking year day.
Poop and low show.
No, Pop's Poop and Low Show.
Oh, Pop's Poop and Low Show.
I know, it all looks the same. See, that's how his brain goes to.
Pop's Poop and Low Show.
January 2nd is Swiss Cheese Day.
Oh, now imagine you can combine Swiss cheese and White Wine Day.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. Huh? They should have an order, right? There should be.
All right, look up Mom's. Look up July 30th because if I'm Scrub the Poop Deck Day, I want to see how compatible our days are.
Right.
Which Parmesan Day.
Parmesan Day.
There's another cheese day. All right. So, for those of you that don't know, she popped in the room earlier. You didn't see her, but 7 days from now, it is Mother's birthday.
It is.
We're going to need some serious
shout outage for all the
Bob moms said ever. Another friggin' Swiss cheese day.
Yeah, I guess that's a popular
What's
thing.
January 3rd?
January 3rd. Is Make Macaroni Pictures Day.
What? Oh, hey, speaking of Katie, Kyle's birthday is January 8th. What's that?
January 8th, the Bubble Bath Day.
Oh! That does not fit his personality, but that's funny.
I could do Bubble Bath Day.
Mm-hmm. Could you?
Yeah.
You're a bubble bath guy.
I don't see why not.
You're a Winston and Jess from New Girl getting the tub in the apartment because they want to take baths.
He's singing to himself.
Yeah, Jennifer says, woohoo, Shelley Day. That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's really what July 30th is Shelley Day.
Yeah, well, it's birthday month.
It is birthday month.
Yeah, although it's been a weird birthday month. And one of these days, I'm going to have 31 days of birthday.
You shouldn't do anything like the 12 days of Christmas, just putting it out
there. No, we're going to have no geese flying or flocking or whatever they are.
All right. Katie said hers is January the 15th.
Oh. January 15th is Unicorn Day.
Oh, whoa! Unicorn Day.
And then Riker's is April 29th.
April 29th is Dance Day.
Dance Day.
Dude, December 30th for me. That's my little man.
Scroll past it. Sorry.
December 30th.
Get drunk early for Hogmanay.
What?
Wow.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Last one, September 21st.
September 21st. Ashley's birthday?
It is.
Ah.
21st. Sarcasm Day.
Oh, well, how about that?
Babe, I don't know if you're watching, but man.
Jen? Shell says, let's not, but thanks for the offer.
November 14th and 18th.
November 14th and February 18th.
February 18th, sorry.
Yeah, November 14th, and then we'll get on with the show.
Is Laugh Like a Lunatic Day.
Okay.
And February 18th is Naval Appreciation Day.
Oh.
Belly buttons.
Yeah, cleaning out you're getting the funk out of there.
Yeah, every once in a while, you got to do it.
Okay, two things we got to address real quick. Katie, I just found that out from Lori just yesterday. That it's the 28th. My son is the 30th. That's so freaking weird. I'm really excited for you guys for number two. Congratulations again. Mm. And then, Pop, do you know what February 9th is? I know what February 9th is.
That's adoption day.
That's adoption day. That's adoption. The only day that is.
That's exactly right. All right.
What is it on the thing?
Oh, February 9th. That's Angry Conservative's birthday.
That's funny. What a small world.
Uh-huh.
February 9th is Extraterrestrial Culture Day.
Yo. Okay. So for every adoption day now, we gotta go watch ET. Alien stuff. Go to Roswell or something crazy. Right.
See, that makes perfect sense.
Track down Area 51, whatever we gotta do.
All right, Red, let's get ready for today in history.
Today in history.
All right, well, that's our opening for today in history. 1567. This is a long time
ago. Throwback.
That is a very long
time. Yeah, we're going 500 years ago almost. Mary, Queen of the Scots, is imprisoned and forced to abdicate her throne to her one-year-old son, James VI.
What?
Sexism.
See that? Sexism, right?
How far we've come. Oh, my Lord. Think about that. Your one-year-old child. They're like, nah, he's more worthy a ruler than you. That's terrible.
Yeah. Powerful. You shall abdicate your throne.
Oh, man, that's a great abdicate.
Abdicate. We got the comments up there. Yeah, it's jump to the comments there. No worries. Oh, they're just saying hello.
Angry Conservative, I was adopted too.
Rock on. Be part of the club.
We in there.
Part of the club.
We in there.
All right, so that was 1567, 1829. Now we're jumping almost 300 years into the future. William Austin Burt, he patented America's first typographer. In other words, a typewriter. Wow.
You said that. What year was that?
Typographer. That was 1829.
1829 was the first typographer?
How about that?
Man, I feel like that's...
Yeah. Geez.
And then they went to the... Telegram, why?
Yeah, why'd you go backwards?
Well, the telegram was for more like a phone. This is for a typewriter. You're typing up letters.
Still, I feel like here, take it by horse, it's still faster because that was a mess.
For you Mormons out there, if there's any Mormons listening, 1847, the first members of the Church of Christ of Latter-day Saints, aka the Mormons, arrive in Utah, settling at present day Salt Lake City. Now, here's some trivia questions for you. This is a yes or no question. Was Utah part of the United States?
Not at that time.
That is correct.
Yeah, no.
Bing, bing, bing.
That is correct.
It was still Mexico.
Exactly right.
Remember the Alamo.
Was Utah part of the Louisiana Purchase?
I believe it was.
Yeah, I think it was.
Well, I don't know. I think it probably was.
Somebody fact check that for me.
I thought it was that cut.
We bought the Louisiana Purchase from France, though.
Yeah, the
Louisiana
Purchase was from the Rocky Mountains to the right.
California,
Yeah. Yeah. So
Mexico is the left.
Yeah, that's UDA. Exactly right. UDA. So they were not part of the United States at that point. Now, I will say this. This is an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. In order to become part of the United States, they had to denounce their polygamy. Or the United States would not accept them, Utah, as a state. So that was part of the deal. That was part of the deal. Yeah. So there you go. A little history. 1904. I think our current president would be happy about this one. 1904. The ice cream cone was invented. Mm. How about that?
Everybody loves ice cream. What a great day.
You know, you look at
1904. He's like, you guys, guess what I figured out?
Check this out.
You know how ice cream, right? That stuff that it gets all melty, right? You put it in a bowl. What a waste of a bowl. Look at this. It's a freaking cone.
It's like an edible bowl.
He's like, you know those cones
edible
outside?
Edible bowl.
Edible bowl.
Edible bowl. It was an edible bowl.
Bowl.
But it wasn't
bowl. No, it wasn't. It was cone-shaped.
But they were exactly cones. Right.
But they were cones.
But they were cones.
Wedding things.
Well, yeah, so there you go. So 1904, the ice cream cone. Now, you never think about stuff like that. You just order a cone. You don't think about like when the first ice cream cone. The guy that
invented it, but you should.
Yeah, there you go. And finally, jumping into somewhat modern time, 1974, the Supreme Court rules that President Nixon must surrender the Watergate tapes.
I am not a crook.
I am not a crook.
So there you go. That was today
in history.
All right.
We should have some awesome follow-up music on here, but I failed. Anyways, it's too late now.
the moment's passed.
Right, moment's passed.
Moving the moment on. Has passed. Let's
So it's time for the other banner, speaking of which. Bam! Right. Clint! Up there! Nope, up higher! Wah! Up to the left! Right down! Down! Left! Right there!
There it is. All right. Well, the first odd news story of the night is a British engineer stacks world record M&Ms. World record stack of M&Ms. So the guess is, let's jump to the comments here before
I need to clarify. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So we are going to have you comment in the comment section how many M&Ms you think the world record is that he stacked. But is he stacking packs of M&Ms?
Nope, he's stacking individual M&Ms.
Oh, all right,
yeah,
that's a talent.
How many individual M&Ms you say would be the world record?
Ready to give the first answer? We're gonna go youngest, oldest.
I want to say like 140.
You think he stacked 140 M&Ms straight up?
Uh-huh. 140. Dave Smith is in the room.
34. Angry conservative said 5. Katie said 375. You think that man stacked
34.
I'm going to go. I kind of like the 34 guess. I'm going to go way lower. I'm going to go 18.
Oh, 18. Mm. All right. The low says 18. And Ray, you said how many?
140.
140. All Dave Smith says 34. Angry conservative says 5.
Ooh,
and Katie Nessbaum says 375. Well, angry conservative hit the little dinger button. I don't know if you got the sound
didn't
effects.
Have it on deck, but I appreciate you calling me out for it. I appreciate that.
No, hit the fourth one.
Yep. Dishon.
Winner.
The
top. Yeah. Winner. He said the fourth. It was number two.
Oh, you didn't even have the volume.
Oh, no, look at that. We're doing it, guys.
You got it. Not that one. There you go.
There we go.
There you go. You don't need that one.
That's for the call-in.
What's that?
This is for the call-in.
No, this one's for the call-in right here. Oh, the Bluetooth. You're right. I'm a doofus.
All right. Anyway.
We're together.
Oh, here. Linda Dunlap Baver's in the room. How you doing, Linda? She's a cousin.
Holy cow. Oh.
On my dad's side.
She used to be here every day. It's been
Hello,
a couple
family
months.
Family that I don't know.
Well, yeah, so I would be her cousin. So the two sitting here are second cousins. That's right. So Linda, you're meeting two of our family.
She's been in the room before.
She has.
She used to be here every Friday.
She would know you.
Right.
She would not know producer Ray.
Hello, I'm new.
Reginald. All right. So there you go. Number five.
Okay, pause. Katie said the background is missing. PSA, people, it is not. We're trying something new today.
Yeah, we're just
experimenting.
Hanging out today.
Enjoy the green.
Yeah, we had some technical problems. It is what it is. Lockdown boredom led to a British engineer to purchase a bag of M&Ms, but instead of devouring the candies, he decided to try stacking them to break a Guinness World Record title. Quote, it was wet, rainy, and quite miserable. Kind of like it is here in the Mesa today. Area. Yeah, it's been wet, rainy, and hot. Steamy out there. Steamy. We're all stuck inside, so I thought I'd cheer myself up by getting a bag of M&Ms to eat. Will Cut Bill 23 told USA Today, or Today Food, actually. Eventually, I was so bored, I started stacking them. How about that? Cut Bill, who works as an engineer in Solihull, England, said he Googled to see if there was a Guinness World Record he could beat. When he learned it was just four of the candies, he decided to make his mission to stack at least five. The following day, with a steady hand and plenty of focus, he turned on his phone video camera and got to work trying to stack the candies. It was a lot harder than you think. When I first saw the world record, I said, let's give this a go. That looks easy, Cut Bill said. But imagine stacking soccer balls on top of each other. It probably quite smaller than that. If one is out of place, it ruins the entire stack.
Okay, here's my thing. You couldn't have picked a more frustrating task. He's like, oh, I just wanted to kick back, relax, you know, do something to cheer me up. He's like, let me do the most frustrating thing in the world. Mother says she's been that bored.
Sorry, I've been that bored.
Beat man. The record. Beat the record.
What we're going to do.
I'm feeling more confident about my guess, though.
What's your guess?
My guess was 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rake said 140.
Yeah.
He's trying to beat the record of four.
I think Katie was in like the, almost 375.
Dad already said what it was.
I didn't hear it.
It was five.
No, you didn't say that official. He was going to try for that. You didn't confirm that that's what
he said, but that's why we did the button.
Thanks for paying attention, producer Ray.
I'm just here so I won't get fined. Kyle just said he's going to try six.
Well, there you go. Get the video rolling.
Go for it.
Yeah, because you don't want to get the six. M&Ms
here? No,
I was going to go get a bag.
Might have to go puff some, and I'll sit here and do it on camera.
A duck.
We got a duck.
Hey, shout out to the duck.
That's right.
Shout out to the duck.
Yeah, so you don't want to have to find your phone or a camera after you stack the six. You see what I'm saying?
Then you're like frantic.
Yeah, because then anything, the slightest wind, it falls over.
I'm telling you.
Or you like Kevin. Remember Kevin from The Office knocked over that? Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. Yeah, five was the world record. He said he does welcome competition. So anybody that wants to compete. Oops, sorry.
So this is a task he enjoyed so much, he's going to do it again. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
How about that? Hey, how about we have a word from a sponsor? What do you say?
And
just one. They're kind of long. Let's go the Espinoza Group. All right, Logue, did you notice that the real estate market here in Arizona has become completely insane?
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, it's super busy right now. It's hard to kind of, weave through everything and find your way.
Yeah, it really is. If you remember, well, you probably don't because you guys were young, but when we first moved to Arizona, we didn't know a real estate agent. And so we just kind of looked one up online. And Logan, we got taken for a ride when we first moved here. And so you've got to know and trust your real estate agent.
Yeah, I mean, real estate, especially, I'm young, I'm on my way to eventually being a home buyer. And that's something that, if you're not familiar with the industry, you got to have a professional to help you.
Exactly right. And there's only one real estate agent in the Phoenix metro area that I trust, and that is Sherry Espinoza. She's part of the Espinoza Group. You can find all of her listings, all of her information at azhomesbysherry.com. You can see right there at the bottom of your screen, right over there. Or you can give her a call, 480-584-7456. Again, that's 480-584-7456. That's the Espinoza Group, azhomesbysherry.com. All right, we're back. This is the Pops and Low radio show. We're live in the Say What You Will radio studios here in Mesa, Arizona. And along to my right, we've got our co-host, our lovely co-host.
Dashing, dapper,
low. And we got producer Ray in a room as well. So she's here. She's running the show. So, and boy, we're going to miss you when you leave for school.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I also go to Michigan.
I know you're going to Michigan. Yes. You're bailing on the show.
I know.
The hell is wrong with you?
Do we not pay you enough? Is that the problem?
No, I don't get paid.
Oh,
you don't?
Oh,
Well, I need to check my account. I don't think I've been getting paid.
I'll have to talk to the union, see if that's
yes.
See what we can
first
do.
First off, Reagan and I are the union. Okay. We've talked amongst ourselves. We need paid.
Oh no, I'm okay. This is fun.
She said, no, I enjoy my time here.
That's exactly
please don't
right.
Kick me off your podcast.
Well, this one is out of Punta Gorda, Florida. Yeah.
Catchy.
Yeah. How about that? Punta Gorda. Where do you live? Punta Gorda.
Punta is point.
Gorda.
Gorda. Like, isn't
Gordo? Gordo is watch, to watch. In Italian.
I thought Gordo was fat.
Gordo is fat, yes.
And then, but I don't know what Gord does because I don't think there's a
fat point.
Well, that's a fat
maybe
point.
It's like like maybe not like fat exactly, but like a
maybe
like
a pH fat.
A huge point.
Oh, let's see.
You ain't
pertinent point.
you ain't a good worker, producer Ray. You're leaving your job. See yeah. that? Oh. She's a short timer.
Quitting early. Yeah.
Short timer.
Yeah, we got her off a temp service.
Budget cuts.
Right.
Kyle says exactly right. Well, you know, you gotta live within your means. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
From Punta Gorda, Florida, a Florida man returning home from a doctor's appointment found a stranger skinny dipping in his backyard swimming pool, sheriff said. How about that? You come home to that.
It's Florida.
I've heard of that before. That's not uncommon. People do that here in Arizona. Like, and unfortunately, usually it's kids jumping in other people's pools, but like, man, even still, that would be terrible to come home to, let alone somebody clothing, you know, fully in swimsuit wear in your pool. Someone that's naked in your pool is just even worse because not already are you nasty. I don't want you in there. But
yeah.
But see, is it really gross?
Yes, they're nasty.
Okay. But like you're swimming around.
Yeah, is it really different if you got
that's what I mean. Like no, in your swimsuit.
But I don't want
nothing.
You in my pool regardless.
Okay. Especially if you've got, and this was a PSA we had not too long ago. Deedip, deedip, deedip. Can't have diarrhea and get in the pool.
Yeah, that's illegal.
According to the CDC.
That is illegal.
Yep. They said no diarrhea in the pool.
Correctamundo.
So at first, the man noticed clothes scattered across his lanai earlier this week. I'm not sure what a lanai is.
I don't know, but there was clothes
how
scattered
it
across it.
L-A-N-A-I.
Lanai.
Lanai. Yeah. Lying. So, so then he saw the woman in his pool and called deputy sheriffs, and the woman was hostile and told sheriff deputies to leave her alone. The report said,
this is my pool.
I'm thinking there's probably some sort of narcotic involved.
Meth.
Yeah. Either lots of booze.
Nah, she's drunk. You'll go skinny dipping high. I feel like that's a drunk thing.
I don't know.
I don't feel like
little shrooms, bath salts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't feel like people do meth and are like, let me go swim. I feel like they do other activities.
But no. I don't know.
When you get those meth sweats.
Yeah.
You don't know about meth sweats.
You gotta cool down.
I don't know.
What do you know about meth sweats and cooling down?
I don't know. Oh, a porch. Okay, so that's what a lanai is. It's a porch, angry conservative.
Thank you.
See
it's
that?
Hawaiian for porch, he
Hawaiian.
Said.
Wow. Now I want Hawaiian bread. Those little buns.
Hawaiian food.
Oh, Hawaiian punch.
Chicken. Hawaiian punch. That's right. Yeah, with the coconut shrimp.
Yep.
Oh.
Flying Hawaiian, the food truck.
Oh, my goodness. See how easy it is to divert our attention?
Yeah, I know. We
used to my attention is always on food.
The cops asked several times to get her out of the pool and get dressed. She finally followed their orders, but resisted when the deputies tried to detain her. She pulled away and said she was not going anywhere. Not going anywhere. The report said.
Yeah.
She's a sovereign citizen.
Sovereign citizen. This is my pool.
Perhaps. Swim in another person's pool day. That was the Pastafarian.
Pastafarian day.
Pastafarian of the
day. She was just celebrating that day.
Or maybe she was Pastafarian. She was super drunk and, yeah. Had a lot of pasta, a lot of carbs.
Doesn't say whether or not she had a colander on her head.
Right.
But I guess when you skinny dip.
Right.
You shouldn't have any clothes on.
Shouldn't have a colander on your head. Deputies took her to the Charlotte County Jail, but she refused to tell them her name. Officials eventually identified her through previous jail booking photos.
Oh, been here before.
Part yeah. Tiger. Frequent flyer.
Frequent flyer.
She's I wonder for the same flyer. Offense.
I don't know.
Similar.
The 42-year-old woman was charged with trespassing and resisting a law enforcement officer without violence. Oh, Reg's, we're boring her over there.
No, I'm just.
Oh, I thought she was repulsed by the fact of a 42-year-old woman.
That's what they
think of a stranger's pool.
They always say that in corporate America. Like, if you're yawning, are we boring you?
Are we boring you?
I'm sorry. Is my meaning boring you, Mr. Smith?
Yes. Yes, well, USOB, yeah. It is.
Actually,
I've had this, why are we here?
I've had the same meeting six times. Yeah,
exactly right. I mean, seriously, we're not talking about anything work related.
Oh. Right.
We're talking about everybody's weekend and what's something interesting people don't know.
What's a unique fact about you?
What's five facts about you? Oh, God. When school starts and you have to go to the classes and they're like,
what's your favorite TV show?
And that's exactly. So, you know, what's funny about that is you do that in college and you go to class and you introduce yourself right as you're a kid. They do all those icebreakers and things you get to know. Uh-huh. And then you get out in the corporate world and they do the exact same thing. People just never grow up.
No, they don't.
Ever. Like you could never just be like, I'm fully capable of introducing myself to Dave right here. Like, I don't really give a shit about Dave, and yeah. Dave isn't going to give a shit about me when we both get canned from this job. So, like, can we just move past
the pleasantries?
Yeah. I work with Dave. We may go get a drink on lunch break, and then we're done.
That's right. Oh, we're all family. No, no, we're not.
No. Are any of you paying bills?
No.
No.
Be right. Because the day I leave here.
Yeah.
I will never.
There's call the bird you. For you.
I will never call you. I will never send you a Christmas card.
We may or may not be Facebook friends.
Unless and you get like really close with somebody, because there's always somebody. Man, that you, like, yeah. There's like that one person who you just like, yeah, that's.
Yeah, there's been like one or two every job I've had, like one or two that's stuck with me.
Yeah.
But like, it's like a very specific few. Mm-hmm. And then they got to make effort too. You feel me? It can't just be no half relationship. Like, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. I don't need extra Facebook friends. I'm good on that.
Yeah, and when they like when they have like the what's your favorite TV show?
Oh,
I always sit and think, what is the creepiest show I can come up with?
Bones or not Bones? Dexter.
He's like Dexter. He's like First 48. That's where I take a lot of notes.
How to Get Away with Murder?
How to Get Away with Murder? Man,
Faces of Death.
Right.
That's my favorite one. Faces of Death.
Yeah, Poltergeist, The Exorcist. Right. He said, I really want to experience
every night before sleep.
Yeah, he said, I really want to experience all possession.
Something interesting we don't know about you.
Right.
Yeah. Then you got to come up with something.
I perform exorcisms in my spare time.
Yeah.
I bless the wood in Home Depot.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's right.
I'm a sovereign citizen and I go to Home Depot and exorcise demons out of wood.
Aaron Hazel says work is just grown up high school.
That's literally what it is. It's just grown up and you wind up running into a lot of people you've never met before. And then you realize they're versions of other people you've met before.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's all the same. Everybody really is like everybody else.
That's right.
Everybody wants to be so special
and unique.
I'm extraordinary and unique, and I do my own thing.
I'm outside of the box. I don't fit the norm.
There's things that I've done that I should be in prison for. That's a good answer. what are things that people? There's things I've done that I should be maybe in prison for.
Well, that's why the people that win, right, have the like craziest stories about bad things that they've done. Notice that people always, you always wind up getting talking about like previous DUIs, or like you always have that one guy that goes off on a tangent about how he got released from his last job for
and
some
the
crazy
manager
reason.
Walks away going, how did he
yeah
get
oh
hired?
God, what did we do? Right? Man,
all right, this oh that was weird.
He wasn't ready.
I had like a bit of a drink, like that slime in the back of your throat. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like a little bubble or something, you know?
Oh, that's the meth.
And it I know what you're talking about.
See, that's the meth. These two right here know it's that meth coats your throat.
You go to talk and you sound like Droopy the dog.
Uh-huh.
No.
Weird. This story, I actually got video. We got some video of this story. A 13-year-old Pennsylvania girl got more than a thrill while riding on a thrill ride at an amusement park. She got the shock of her life.
Hey,
that's because a seagull flew right in her face while she and her friend were aboard the Spring Shot ride at Maury Piers in Wildwood, New Jersey.
That thing was on there for a good five count. And then she literally was like, all right, just realizes at some point, oh, I can move this thing. But man, her face summed it up.
Well, there you go. How about that? A bird in the face is better than
one in the hand and the bush and then
I don't
the
know.
Neck, right?
Yeah, there's something about that thing. Like that. Well, yeah, her name is Kylie Holman of Weatherly, was celebrating the 14th birthday of friend Georgia Reed on July 6th when they got aboard the ride, which shoots passengers into the air at speeds of 75 mile an hour, according to the park website.
Yo, she's 75 mile an hour into a bird. And that thing catches her in the neck. She's like,
she froze and then looked at
it. She was super cool about it. Yeah, I would have been like, tripping.
Took it off all like calm and everything.
I would have been tripping. Like, I really would have been freaking out. I'd be like, oh my God, right? Like, some reaction. She was like,
bird gone.
Yeah.
Let me move you, remove you from the 75 mile an hour ride.
I mean, that's something that's a that one in a million.
Like, bit at her throat or something like that. She was like,
I don't think that bird was ready for 75 miles.
That bird was probably dead. That thing's like,
she's right up on her. Flew away.
Oh, man.
The girl's ride was captured on video, including the moment when the seagull flew into Holman's face.
Imagine being the flight attendant watching that back. He's like, oh!
You know how they have pictures.
Right. He's a carny. Yeah, that's the instant. They're printing that picture. So do you want to buy a copy?
That's fantastic. It's cool that they gave her the video.
That is awesome. Because, I mean, that's so once in a lifetime. You have to. Like, that carny, that probably their week is made.
Yeah.
Because that's so unique.
They're going to talk about it for years.
They've been taking this, you know, thing, this road show all over, right? And now they have this one moment in time that changes up the monotony of carny life.
The video shows Kylie yelling, a bird flew on my face. A bird flew in my face. Oh, my God. But Georgia had no idea what was going on right next to her. I was trying to tell her, Kylie said. She told me to stop talking because she thought she was going to throw up, her friend said.
She's like, I almost died from a bird to the eyeball. And she's like, I don't care. I'm about to.
Shut up. Yeah, quit talking.
Those are terrible.
Oh, my Lord. Everybody's for themselves. Those are the moments that show you. Bird attack, over here vomiting. Doesn't matter. Don't care.
George's mother watched the ride from below but had no clue just how bird-brained it was for her daughter and Kylie. See, they
try hard.
They really try to put the puns in there.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of takes away from it. We did not know what happened. Okay. Well, anyway, you saw the video. So a bird hit a girl in the face going 75 mile an hour on a
dude.
Amusement ride. She and the bird span, didn't get hurt.
Right? Yeah. That thing was like full span into her. Whack! Like,
it was like,
yeah, it's like it somebody you threw up against the wall, like, blam. Like,
yeah, maybe we ought to just play that again. What do you say?
Yeah, run it back. Run it back.
Run that one more time.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. I mean, look at her. She's laughing.
I just realized her friend's cussing a storm. Meanwhile, she should be cussing. Her friends dropping F-bombs and whatnot.
I mean, look at her eyes. Her eyes, she's like, what the heck just happened?
She's like, frozen in fear. And that pull, I love the way she pulls it off. It's so casual. Look at that, so casual. Like, and the bird's like, all right, I'm out. Like, let me just flap away.
That's great.
Oh, that was wonderful.
You know when like villains and stuff in TV shows like take off their mask and
right, it's like the big reveal. It's like the big reveal. That's what it looks like. What's that new show? They have the Masked Singer, right? It should be something like that, right? Where it's just like, it's me, right?
Oh, that was classic. That's classic. Great. Good
stuff. What a unique story.
Yeah,
man.
Absolutely. Well, we got a couple more stories here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple more stories here. The gun that killed Billy the Kid. Is Whoa. Going up for auction. Take a stab. What do you think the starting bid for? Comments there.
No. We have the picture.
Oh, we did have the picture. Yeah, there you go. So go back to brand there and
up there, down there.
No, this is what it was.
There's a picture.
So that's Billy the Kid's actual gun.
That's the gun that killed Billy the Kid. That's the gun that killed Billy the Kid. Yeah,
interesting. So all right, you said it's going up for auction.
Yeah, it's going up for auction. What would you say the starting bid would be for the gun that killed Billy the Kid? What do you think?
Starting bid that killed the kid.
I like that.
7,000.
Ray, where you at? Where you at?
It's a antique gun.
It's a very it's an antique. So that already bumps up the value, but right. It's a famous gun. Right. So that bumps up the value.
Those guns, like, they can go from anywhere. Like, normally, like, you know, they make newer models of that. They're like 500 to, you know, a couple thousand. I'm saying, like, you know, maybe the antique and nostalgia, another $5,000. So I'm, that's where I got my seven from.
Angry conservative comes in at 25,000.
Man, I may be way out of my ballpark here.
See, I'm thinking something like 65.
Ooh. 65,000?
She said the big kahuna.
The big. Because, like, there's got to be some crazy cowboy lover who's just like, this you know is what? It.
You are right, Reagan. There's a buyer for everything.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, actually, the gun that killed Billy the Kid is going up for auction, starting bid $2 million.
Knew it was up there.
Why?
Didn't think that much.
No one cares that much.
Well, somebody cares. A revolver that killed one of the most famous wanted men in the Wild West 140 years ago is slated to be offered for millions of dollars next month. Prior to his killing, a judge is said to have sentenced famed outlaw Billy the Kid to hang until you're dead, dead, dead.
Right.
Billy was rumored to respond, and you can go to hell, hell, hell. How about that? Let's see. Legends like these, some facts and other fiction chronicled the Kid's life have persisted more than 100 years after his death. And they've kept history buffs captivated by Billy the Kid's tale. They've also driven interest in pieces of Wild West history for which collectors are prepared to pay hefty prices. In 2008, for instance, Bonham sold Billy's gun for $64,000.
See, I feel like that's more realistic, though. You sell his actual gun for $64,000.
Yeah, so I was right.
And then $2 million for the one that killed him?
Well,
that makes no sense.
I mean, okay.
The one that killed him.
Yeah, but this is Billy the Kid's gun.
That song by Elvis, it's, oh, geez, it's like the Big Iron, Big Iron, that song. It's like that.
Interesting.
It's like, it's not the actual guy, the bad guy who's killed all these other people who's like super intimidating, but then the ranger comes in and he like takes him out. And that's the cool guy. That's the guy that the whole song is about. That's why the gun's worth more.
Gotcha. There you go. Billy the Kid, a gunslinger often said to have killed 8 men, had been on the run for 3 months when Sheriff Pat Garrett hid in a dark bedroom and shot him in the chest on July 14th, 1881 in Fort Sumner, New Mexico, according to Garrett's account.
That's a wimpy way to go out.
Look, yeah. I just picture some guy, pow, gotcha. He jumps out of a dark corner, pow.
Gotcha, someone was there like, yeah, you might want to hold on to that gun.
Right.
That gun's probably going to be worth something.
No, because he did the spin back in the holster afterward. Walked out of the room. Cool as hell. I got Billy the Kid up there. I'm telling you, did some corny shit.
Went to the
side. Pow, gotcha.
Like, yeah. His big walk.
You know who I just killed? Billy the friggin' Kid.
You know, the sad thing about it is, the sad thing is, it was kind of a anticlimactic ending.
That's what I'm saying. It's wimpy. Yeah. It's stupid.
Yeah, that dude popped out of a dark corner of the room.
Gotcha.
He's probably sitting there, gun trembling. Pow, gotcha.
I'm telling you.
Oh, that would have been great to recreate.
The single.
Make a parody movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, didn't they make Young Guns?
Right.
With Estevan.
Estevan.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Yeah. Not Gloria Estefan. The other.
Did you say Gloria?
The other one. Yeah, the other Estefan.
I can't think of another Estefan now that you said that.
Now that's stuck in your head. Yeah. Gloria Estevez, Estefan. Not Estevan, Estevez.
Emilio.
Emilio!
Emilio!
Yeah, there you go. You get Bob Myers. There you go. Exactly. Yeah,
that's
right.
All I think of is Night at the Roxbury. I don't even think Mighty Ducks. I don't think nothing. I just think Night at the Roxbury.
The single action revolver Garrett used will be offered at Bonham's auction house, which estimates it could go for $2 million to $3 million. Garrett had taken the gun from another member of the Kid's gang, Billy Wilson, after he arrested him. It was in the hands of both the lawmen and the outlaw at various times. Bonham Sr.
That's why.
Yes,
there it is. So it's not just the gun that killed Billy the Kid. It's also been in the hands of all these notorious people. That's why. That makes more sense.
Yeah, Williamson predicts the weapon will be sold to an avid collector for even more than $3 million. That's the estimate.
Whoa. Freaky stuff happening here.
What do we have here?
Go ahead and read that, Pops.
Lo, you and Kyle just did that at the same exact time. Ah. And I'm assuming you were Emilio.
Kindred souls. You know why? Because me and Kyle used to watch that freaking movie all the time.
That's right. Hey, listen, let's fire up an ad real quick. Let's go ahead and we'll throw two back to back. We'll do Gray Feather Farm. And, hey, Lo, did you happen to catch the temperature lately here in Arizona?
a scorching 115 degrees today, a scorching 118 just yesterday.
Unbelievable. And you know what comes with high temperatures and dry air?
Dry skin.
Dry skin. That's absolutely right. Listen, if you're dealing or you're suffering from dry skin, you've got to check out Gray Feather Farms Crack Attack. They make it in a lotion. They make it in a cream, like this cream that I have right here, which is right above Logue's shoulder there.
Right there, Crack Attack.
I swear by Gray Feather's products and the Crack Attack, Logue. I can't live without it.
Throw out your Proactive. Throw out all that other stuff that dries your skin out even more. Crack Attack is going to be the way to go. All natural product. You got cracked elbows, you know, maybe some bad spots of skin on your back, whatever you need, cracked heels, they're going to be the one for you.
That's exactly right. And they're all natural skincare products. They're very affordable. So check them out on saywhatyouwillradio.com. That's our website. If you go to the sponsors tab, just click the Gray Feather Farm logo that you see right above my head here.
Above his head.
And that's going to take you to their Etsy link. So check them out. All natural, very affordable, Gray Feather Farm skincare products. Hey, Logue, I want to talk about one of our sponsors called Nut Tree Design Company.
Yeah, this is a very unique company. It's another company that we have that's actually Etsy founded. All their products and different opportunities are on Etsy. But yeah, they do some unique work.
They do. In fact, they made us a custom Say What You Will radio sign. So if you want to show that to our viewers, check that out. That's handcrafted. All made out of wood. It's actually three-dimensional letters, so it's really cool. We hang it right here in the Say What You Will radio studio. Now, they also make some really cool things, too. One of their most popular items are souvenir cutting boards, if you will. Let me show you a picture. So if you have a recipe, let's say you have a recipe that's written in your grandmother's handwriting in your grandmother's past, and you want to save that. What you can do is you can send that file over to Katie over at Nut Tree Design Company, and they will create that onto a cutting board.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great way to like memorialize and kind of commemorate and, you know, keep that memory, you know, nice and intact for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a really cool thing to have. And then that can be handed down from generation to generation. So check them out. They're Nut Tree Designs Company. They're on Etsy. You can also go to saywhatyouwillradio.com and click on the Nut Tree Designs Company logo. And that'll take you right to their Etsy page.
Yeah, and that's going to be under our sponsors tab there on saywhatyouwillradio.com. So make sure you check them out, reach out to them. They also have really good holiday specials where they do offer, you know, other products and services and things like that. So reach out to them for all your needs.
All right, we're back. We are back with the Pops and Low Radio Show. We're here in the Say What You Will radio studio.
Stooge.
And so up next, we've got some pretty entertaining information. And these, Lo and Ray, weird fun facts about everyday things.
All right.
Wild and weird stuff. We got a couple comments there, Ray.
You said wild and weird?
That was from the Johnny Carson show back in the day. Weird, wild stuff. That was weird, wild stuff.
Weird, wild stuff.
What do you think, Ed? That was weird, Ed. Yeah, see? You guys have no idea what I'm talking about.
Nope.
No idea.
Think of, I don't know, you haven't been to Disneyland, but there's this ride. It's called something, I don't know.
Hmm.
Sorry. But anyways, on the ride, you know how they continuously say stuff?
Yeah.
Over the thing? It says, the wildest ride in the wilderness.
It was weird and wild.
Oh, God.
Freaking Dave.
Friggin' Dave.
I don't know what that means.
Because Bob said Emilio is Spanish for frickin'.
Oh, Emilio Bob. How about that? Friggin' Dave. All right. Anyway, weird facts, fun facts about everyday thing. Stoplights for life. Stoplights. All right. Okay. Think about stoplights. For 6 months of your life, that is, the average person sits at stoplights for 6 months of their lives. Is that jarring to anyone else? 6 months out of each of our lives, we sit in the car waiting for the light to change.
Wow.
For each time we stop at a stoplight, we spend about 75 seconds waiting. What an everyday weird fun fact.
You know what would be cool? Okay. Now, obviously, this would be cool in any retrospect, like, because obviously you'd always want to be able to take like instant replays of different clips of your life, that whole thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But let's say that you could take that specific time and make it like a mashup, like, you know how people do those 1 second every day videos?
Yeah.
And do just what you're doing at that stoplight at that moment, right?
Oh, boy.
Conversations you're having, things like that'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Interesting. He said, I'd run it after 3 months.
yeah, man. not
that's what his mashup is, him just head on after the 3 month period.
It's not 6 months at one time. Yeah, 6 months over a lifetime. McDonald's Coke is special. Did you know that
it can be used as a cleaner? I know that.
Yeah, like rust
to
off
clean
a bumper.
My insides. Yeah,
and I think you can clean battery terminals with Coca-Cola.
You can.
The thing is, McDonald's and Coca-Cola have been working together since 1955. Their close relationship works both for companies, and the syrup that McDonald's uses for its soda fountains is shipped via stainless steel containers and not in plastic bags. How about that?
Back when Coca-Cola had cocaine in it. All right.
How about that? So, so that's the only restaurant that has that Coke delivered that way.
Interesting.
How about that? Special.
The money.
See, but is it really special because it goes to all McDonald's and McDonald's is literally everywhere?
Yeah, they're putting McDonald's like just around us. I think you could probably hit like a three iron.
Yeah.
And hit three or four of them. The thing is, well, there, I just read that. How about this? Lots of trees for lots of toilet paper. Think about that.
Do you have to exercise your toilet paper?
Huh?
Exercise
the lumber.
So do you have to do it to your toilet paper?
I don't know. You probably should.
Maybe, right?
Yeah, trees but are... Go ahead.
Isn't toilet paper not made out of trees?
Well, yeah, it is. It's paper.
What?
What do you think it's made out of? Toilet?
You got to go back to school.
But it's not made out of trees.
But it's made out of paper. Is.
Yeah, certainly
which
is.
Which are made out of...
Paper.
Didn't you say that look very Seinfeld?
Remember the history of paper? Remember the history of paper? White truth. trees are cut down every day, whether for paper products or construction. For toilet paper specifically, it's a lot of trees that are cut down, like 270,000 trees per day.
What?
When you gotta wipe, you gotta wipe.
Yeah, they're starting to make it out of bamboo. You got that right. Yeah. Linda says, my dad used to put Coke on a rag and took the rust off the chrome bumpers. That's true.
Yeah.
That's very intense.
True. That's great.
Yep. 270,000 trees per day. And that's just for toilet paper. Even before 2020, us Americans used a lot of butt wipe, a whopping 34 million rolls per day. A lot of toilet paper.
That is one thing. Yeah.
Personally.
Go ahead.
Unlike... Low.
Point it out.
I feel like I only use one maybe in like three, four, probably even 5 days.
One roll?
Yeah, one roll. Okay. Like I feel like I don't personally use a lot.
Well, the $1 million question is it, do you fold into the square or do you crumple into a ball?
No, you fold. Nah, the fold is the efficient
way. Crumple? Yeah.
Is lazy and disgusting.
And it uses too much, and it is disgusting.
Yeah.
And it uses too much.
Look,
that's why Europe has bidets. That's exactly
right. See, the spraying of the water doesn't do anything for me.
That's why I run the garden hose right through the bathroom window.
So I stick my thumb on the side of it so it spurts up real fast, you know?
I mean, you do what you gotta do.
That's basically what a freaking bidet is.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I don't, like, you're not clean, buddy. You just also wet. Like, it's not clean. It's not like you took a shower.
It's like a spray pressure washer.
Yeah.
It's supposed to take it off.
But it doesn't, because it's not like that just disappears.
Bob says, once you go bidet, you don't go back.
I don't feel like that rhymes.
Have you ever used one? Do you know for sure that not all of it comes off?
I know for sure I'm not comfortable using one.
Yeah.
I would feel like a garden hose.
See, when I was in high school, I used to leave and use the water drinking fountain.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh, man. Anyway.
All right. Well,
anyway,
I just, man.
Yeah. But that was before I realized they were drinking fountains.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Jennifer says the bidet is the best. Oh, no. That starfish is super clean.
Ew.
You know what's the funniest part about all that? The funniest part about all that is
it took you guys longer, but it still took me a second to realize. And then you guys went,
I got to start vetting these comments.
Well, Pops, you read them as they come in. They come in, you're like, bam, bam. I'm like, no, let it cleanse itself for a second.
Yeah, let it. Yeah, let those comments.
I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking to Reagan's point, toilet paper is one thing I will always be okay paying the price, damn near no matter what it is.
Well, you got to do it.
That's what I'm going to get you for your wedding present. I told mom this years ago.
Efficient.
I'm going to get you like six, like
just huge... give me the freaking Costco ones. Like,
mm-hmm. If Dave Smith is in the room, this is a question for you, Dave. If you're still watching, do you remember? Mrs. Ziegler,
Mrs. Ziegler.
Well, hold on a second. This is when we were kids.
No,
happened to remember. So she asked all of us when we were kids, if we ran out of toilet paper, what would you use as backup? I want to see if my brother can remember her son's answer.
Wait. Yeah. Bob says, if your dog craps on the floor, you clean up with a dry cloth or a wet cloth.
No, you don't. You use a Ranger Rob pet poopy bag, Bob.
There you go. That I actually pick it up with a dry cloth and then run a floor cleaner over it. That's what I do. So, yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you're listening to the audio version, if you're listening to Good Talk Radio, the simulcast of the Pops and Low Radio Show, we are about to end the show. but you can hear the rest of it on saywhatyouwillradio.com. But thanks for listening. And Dave Smith, he went hit the winner button there. I don't really want to do that. Exactly right, Dave Smith. A spoon. Now, that, how do you come up with that answer? When there's a million other things personal that you could use if you ran out of,
he didn't come up with that off the randomness. That was personal experience.
Spoon.
I just, Pop said I use Lowe's hat.
Oh,
wow.
Now, Mark Espinosa is not going to like that.
Getting personal here, Bob. Yeah. A spork.
A spork. Oh,
no. She said flip-flops and fly swatters work well, too. What are we talking about here? Flip-flops and fly swatters. See, this is how you guys are getting to see. This is, he loves the poop jokes. Flip-flops and fly swatters. I want to ask you to elaborate, but I'm going to say no.
Did Mickey come into the conversation halfway through?
Maybe, because like we're talking about,
if you run out of toilet paper, what do you use?
It's flip-flops and fly swatters.
And I'm not talking about using a toilet paper to kill a spider in a tub.
Oh, man.
We're talking about the actual. Oh, my goodness.
I have no words.
Flatten the crap first, or crop first.
No, that says crap.
No, it says crap.
Flatten that crap first. Gosh. I don't even know what it means. With the fly swatter.
Oh, she said...
Oh no, what did you do?
She said picking up dog poo is what she thought we were talking about. Now, I appreciate you adding context because that makes way more sense.
Thank you.
Because flip-flops, and I'll be honest, flip-flops and fly swatters are still a little bit out there for picking up dog poo. But, okay.
Depends on the size of the dog, I suppose.
I mean, I'm not using the flip-flop to like... underneath, you know what I mean? Like, oh man. See, yeah, you got them too.
I got the giggles.
You guys out. Don't understand. Oh. This is a household theme. We've been talking about this for years. Poop jokes with these two are always the winners.
Oh, jeez. We're children. Okay?
Yeah, we were talking about, oh Mickey, that's so funny. We were talking about if you run out of toilet paper, what do you use?
What do you use? And you said flip-flops and fly swatters. Which is just fantastic.
Wonderful.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. I am dying.
That is so funny.
Oh, how about Captain Crunch has a real name? How about that? And there's a reason behind the name Captain Crunch, of course. His real name is Ferdinand Magellan, and his ship was called the SS Guppy. When the cereal debuted in the 1960s, it came out that kids preferred crunchy foods to soggy ones.
hence the name,
of course,
Captain Crunch.
So Magellan was a real sailor.
He was.
But I don't remember if Ferdinand was the real sailor's first name. I don't believe it was.
Yeah, it was Ferdinand.
Was it?
He was the only person that I studied in elementary school that I actually remember.
I had a
whole project.
Because Magellan, wasn't he the first one to sail all the way around the world?
Magellan was.
He was the first one.
And then Amerigo Vespucci actually discovered the Americas. And it's a good thing. Otherwise, we would have been called the United States of Ferdinand.
Ferdinand. That would have been terrible.
Yeah. How about that? So, yeah, Captain Crunch. How about why T-shirts? What? I'm dead. She's died. See, she's died. What? I'm telling you, Mickey, that was the funniest moment of the night.
And the more you think about it, the worse it gets.
Yep.
Flip-flops. Anyways.
Hold on. What did you just say before that?
Why T-shirts?
What do you mean, why T-shirts?
That's the question. It's why T-shirts?
A Tyrannosaurus T-shirt.
Did you know that T-shirts were invented 100 years ago? How about that?
Tyrannosaurus shirt.
Is that what it stands for?
I think so.
Cooper Underwear Company began advertising their newest product, T-shirts, to bachelors who couldn't sew or replace buttons. They originally came out as all white and were quickly trendy.
Mm-hmm. First, it's called a T-shirt because it's in the T shape.
No, it's called a T-shirt, like a Tyrannosaurus shirt, because it has short arms.
No, it's in the shape of a T. Second, Bob said he died on the Pacific before completing the trip.
He did. It was like soon, like right before the end.
Oh hell,
I'm not going out. I don't care how sick I am. Made it all the way around this freaking globe in this freaking stupid wooden boat.
Mickey says that she loves peanut butter.
That's the Captain best cereal Crunch. Ever. I will debate anyone ever. Peanut butter, Captain Crunch, all time ever.
You can throw that up against the Reese's cereal.
Yeah, Reese's.
Reese's is solid.
That Reese's and then Reese's Cinnamon Toast. Toast Crunch is always a classic too.
Yeah, and I'm a big, what is it? The
Raisin
little
bran.
No,
you like Wheaties.
No, I'm not a Wheaties fan.
Mini Wheats.
I like the Mini Wheats, but the little squares, the
honeycombs.
No, I like honeycombs, but the little squares that are, what the heck is it?
Is it Golden Grahams?
Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams are so good.
That's it.
See, I'm down to have like cereal episodes where all we do is sit here and eat cereal. Yeah. Forget you guys.
We could do like an ASMR and just sit there and eat.
Pencils. How about this? Pencils. Lapis. We're talking about pencils.
Lapis.
Write a lot of words. According to reports, a pencil can write around 45,000 words and draw a 38-mile long line. That's your average number two pencil.
Really?
That's a lot of lead.
That
for
would
one
be
pencil.
Something that would be fun to test. Like get like, you know, one of those super ridiculous rolls of paper and just start walking. You know what I mean? Like make it a trip and just draw the whole way. You see what I'm saying?
They have it so it like mechanizes like to test them. So it's like on an actual like spinner and it just holds it in place.
That would be dope.
So it like.
And then when the tip gets down, you got to sharpen it and redo it. And,
or they just like do a whole like lead without like the wood on it.
Oh, without the wood around it. Like the inside, the middle.
That would be fun. See, that's.
I wonder how they get the middle out of there. How do they get the middle out of the pencil?
In.
They drill through it.
I thought it all. Anyway.
All right.
Anyway, it's like getting the fig out of the Newton.
Mickey said, if they're so good, why are they still called the number two pencil?
Because it is actually the hardness of the pencil.
That's correct.
I'm sorry, I'm an artist.
And Bob says, are there number one and number three pencils? There are, Bob, actually. I think the number one would be a softer pencil.
Okay. We're not just going to roll past that.
I think is the softer it is.
The softer it is. Okay. So number one would be hard.
Harder.
And Reagan knows this because she's an artist.
Oh, hey, the Joker's in the room. How you doing, Joker? I'm glad you're here. You should have been here 5 minutes ago. We were dying.
Yep. We were talking about flies, swatters.
Fly swatters and
flip-flops.
And flip-flops.
Flammy, floppy.
Yeah. In your butt.
Swimmy, yeah, swammy.
That's exactly right. How about this? The most widely printed book.
Most widely printed book?
It's
not the most in history, but I think currently.
Okay.
The most widely printed book is the IKEA catalog.
Oh.
Really?
How about that?
Wow. How about that? That's just an obscure thing to think about. Like, you know, you think books, you're trying to think of like the most popular, like your Harry Potter's, things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. I was thinking the Bible, but
that's the most.
Yeah, that's all time.
All time. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The store is a very easy to use website, but there are 208 million copies of this book printed every year, which surpasses the Bible, the Quran, and the Harry Potter series.
Harry Potter series.
So it's funny that you mentioned Harry Potter. I mentioned the Bible. We kind of both did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how about that?
That's what I was thinking.
That's funny. The IKEA catalog. You know what's funny? I've never been in one.
I haven't either. Oh, I don't have one around here.
Though. Yeah, we do. Right down on the 10 in Tempe right there.
Oh, yeah. That's not around here, though.
Yeah, because I go to Tempe all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true.
Jennifer said, the higher Bob's age, the softer his pencil.
Oh, once again,
I'm not going to tolerate the slander.
We should have vetted that.
Bob,
comment.
I'll back you up there, buddy.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah. So 208 million copies of the catalog. The catalog varies slightly depending on where you see it because it attempts to follow the culture and norms of the country that it's printed for. The IKEA catalog is printed in over 72 regions.
Man, talk about making a freaking, you know, not it's because obviously it's not a monopoly, but still it seems like it. Like, think of another, like, obviously we have American Furniture Warehouse and some American of those stuff near here, but that's not all over.
Potato Barn.
But they're not all over. I don't think they even come close to competing with IKEA.
No, absolutely. The Swedish have.
You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Think about what they've done to the furniture market. They force you to go through those things.
But there's a heck of a buffet in there. That's the thing that they don't tell you about. Yes, the Swedish meatballs, they do the whole deal.
I wouldn't know.
And the breakfast brunch? Oh, it's a killer.
Is it true that you have to go through the whole store, though?
You do. You got to wind yourself through the whole store, and then you end up at the little eatery place. I don't know if it's in the middle. I think it's halfway through. And then but you can't go backwards.
What if you like walked in, but you like left your wallet or something? You're just out of luck.
That's right.
That's ridiculous.
They'll shoot you if you turn around and go the other way.
Right.
They have armed guards.
The Swedes.
Yeah.
Well, you work here now. So.
Oh, Bob says a number 54 pencil. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
She said they have the best organization stuff and so affordable.
That's right.
IKEA.
You remember the old TV stand in our Murraysville home?
I do.
That was an IKEA.
IKEA
piece of furniture. That's exactly right. Keyboards, slow down your typing. A fun fact I share with you, I sit here typing. Ugh, the author says. The letters on a keyboard are situated in a certain way. You have to, have you ever wondered why they aren't in alphabetical order?
Nope.
The method of keyboard organization is, if you will, was developed as a way to slow down typists. How about that?
So they did that on purpose.
They did it on purpose.
What a bunch of douche. You know why that upsets me? Because there's so many jobs out there that require you to type a certain percentage to get the job.
That's exactly right.
So they made it more difficult for you to get employed.
Wow. How about that?
I mean, you are fully allowed to go into your settings and change that and peel the keys up out of there.
No, place. For sure you are. Yeah, there's a lot of people that pop them out. I mean, unless you're in a laptop and then you're pretty much stuck. It takes forever. You'd have to unscrew the panel and then pop them out.
Kind of bizarre if you ask me. But the typewriter users back in the day became so skilled with the craft that they were jamming the typewriters. That's why you had to slow down and they were typing on. The QWERTY method, also known as the QWERTY keyboard, actually...
I said it's more quirky.
The QWERTY keyboard actually helped to keep the machines from breaking down, and that's why it's still used today. Interestingly enough, plenty of people have no issues speedily typing along, apparently, no matter what the keyboard layout looks like. Not that we know any different.
You just get used to it. It's just like a video game controller. It's just like anything. Like, you just muscle get used memory, to it at the time. Yeah.
Yeah, Mickey, I'm with you there. I'm a hunt and peck person. In fact,
he's not no hunt and peck person. He's lying.
Back in Pittsburgh, there was a guy, one of the most famous anchors on news. His name was Paul Long. And I can't remember how he talked, but it was like, this is Pittsburgh. Paul Long from ABC News. He kind of talked like that.
Okay.
And but he was a hunt and pecker. In fact,
hey, take it easy.
He pecked and hunted. And they did a story about him.
Okay.
And as he was preparing he would always type out his own stories and stuff. And he was a single finger. And he said, I never did learn how to type.
My That's whole years crazy. as a news journalist, I never learned as how to type. As a
journalist, think about that.
Yeah.
How much
yeah.
you're right.
Paul Long. I'm See, Paul but Long.
That, to me, okay. That's really frustrating because yeah, like, no matter how better? Much you do something, like you put work into it. That's what you do. Like, yeah. it's like, mm-hmm. okay, I'm really mad about it because I was never, even though like now I was never through a typing class. I never had that kind of thing. So the way that I like place my fingers mm-hmm. is like, I like claw at them and it's really weird, but that's how it works. Like you're supposed to put it like your
point. ASDF, JKL,
yeah.
semicolon.
Yeah. That, but I was never taught that.
I'm a hunting pecker, still, but I can name every single letter that yeah, your fingers come like, on off the top.
Those are the home row keys. The yeah, ASDF, no, JKL, yeah,
semicolon. That's no, that where you're supposed me. To put your fingers. But yeah. like even me, like, and I don't type all that often. I do more of like mouse work and stuff just because that's what I have to do for architecture.
Yeah.
But in my own way, I was still able to figure it out. You know what I mean? Like even though right. it's not the most efficient or like typical, I was still. So that to me, that's frustrating. Like to have somebody.
Well, it was just who he, you know, sometimes you can't force people, you know, old dogs and new tricks and that type of thing.
I'm not saying he should have changed his ways or whatever, but that, just for my point of view, that's frustrating. Because like, if I can figure it out.
If you have a job where you have to do it a lot, why not get better?
That's if you don't exactly have to, right. who cares? Do whatever you want.
That's just somebody being arrogant and wasting time for no reason.
No, Paul Long was a good guy. Let's not bash Paul Long. The
Did
late
you know Paul Long? Did you know him personally?
I met him at the Monroeville Mall.
You met him at the Monroeville Mall, after and that determines how good of a man he is.
After the 1979 Super Bowl, they Super had this Bowl. Giant banner up in the stadium. It uh-huh. was this giant Go Steelers banner.
Stellars.
And they took that banner to the Monroeville Mall and cut it up into little cubes, little 4x4 cubes. Oh, and sick. Paul Long was there handing out these cubes.
Did you get a
from
cube?
From Channel 4, WTAE, Channel 4 in Pittsburgh.
Did you get a cube?
Of course I did. My Where's brother and I cube? Both did. It's, I don't know. I have it somewhere. It's somewhere in
That's
my...
That's not a somewhere cube, buddy.
In right? my belongings.
That should be hand.
That's right. My brother will remember that. If Dave Smith's still in the room, he'll remember that. Paul Long.
Paul Long, the, good guy. Handed out the cubes.
Right. And that was still when they had the skating rink there.
Ah, man.
In the Monroeville Mall. Before it was a food court.
I was 4 years old when we left.
That's right.
She's like, subtle reminder.
She probably wouldn't even know how to get to the Monroeville Mall. All right, moving on. Bananas are a fruit.
A-N-A-N-A.
Did you know that? Bananas are fruit. We knew that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? But this is where it gets interesting. But did you know that bananas are a berry?
Yeah.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm 50. I'm turning 50, honest, and I had no idea that a banana was a berry.
It doesn't shock me. It's not like the tomato's a fruit shocking type of thing.
No, we knew. Yeah, right? Exactly.
But it's still kind of weird to think about it in that context. Like,
oh yeah, definitely.
It's just a really friggin' long berry. Like that thing's just, you know what I mean? Like that's so crazy to think about. Like there's like, you know, I mean, think about all the berries we would pick, like, you know, those wild berries and stuff like that.
Right, right,
right. They just look so different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
man.
Mickey says, I get frustrated watching my hubby type. It's worse than Peapaw driving on a Sunday.
Peapaw.
Peapaw. We get a lot of those peapaws here in the wintertime.
We does.
Let's see. Yeah, because of the outer skin, the fleshy middle in the innermost part of a banana has the seeds. The fruit technically qualifies as a berry. This That's fruit fine. Checks out, checks off all the berry boxes, if you will. Kiwis and watermelon also technically fall into the berry category. And because of the definition of a berry and what constitutes a berry, strawberries are not considered a berry at all.
Yeah.
Now that's groundbreaking.
Too. Now that is a shocking fun fact.
So what the hell is it?
It's just a fruit, I would assume. It's not a berry.
Seeds are on the outside.
Seeds are on the outside. How but about it's that?
Small and similar looking to other types of berries, so that's why it
called Also very bad if you've got diverticulitis. You want to stay away from the strawberry. Just so you know.
Okay.
And there's also a lot of histamines in strawberries. See, we're learning all kinds of stuff here on the Pops and Low Radio Show.
Yep.
But if you eat a lot of strawberries.
She uses fly swatters for poop. We're learning all sorts of stuff.
If you eat a lot of strawberries, you could have sinus cloggage.
Sinus.
Because the seeds are so small. And they.
No, it's the histamine that's in the strawberry. Oh. So that's why you have to take an
antihistamine
to clear your sinuses. But yeah, so how about that?
Okay, well, if you have a runny nose, don't eat strawberries.
Booyah.
Mickey Kentucky, you understand me. Gwen Stefani, I said the B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Shout out mother for that.
Yeah, that's the only way I remember how to spell banana.
Shout out mother for that.
Barbie has unrealistic proportions. We knew that.
I mean, okay, this is really odd news, huh? All right.
Yeah, and from the mouth of every woman in America, duh. No, but honestly, even her head is crazy disproportionate. Barbie's head is such a large size that if she were real, she wouldn't be able to walk or lift her head up.
Yeah. Well, think about it. All right. If you guys ever saw the movie Small Soldiers, right? Yeah. We saw it many a time, uh-huh. right? When they get their like head shaved, it's like, you know what I mean? It looks freaking weird and mad,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah.
Like it's just, yeah, it's strange looking. Those things are crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Barbie's head is such a large size that if it were, yeah, I said that she wouldn't be able to lift it up because her waist is so teeny tiny at only 16 inches. It would be 4 inches thinner than her head.
6 inches. Six inch river curls.
Inches. Her head would be bigger than her waist. Jeez. How about that? Yeah, interesting. And finally, to wrap it up for the Pops and Low radio show tonight, bubble wrap as wallpaper. It's true. Back in 1957, two engineers wanted to create a textured wallpaper, and they wanted it to be affordable for everyone. So don't get any ideas either about using bubble wrap for different types of paper. Affordable for everyone. So they thought of using bubble wrap. The idea really didn't take off, though. In 1960, IBM needed to ship some fragile data processors, and they wanted to make sure they used something that would protect their equipment. And their answer, the bubble wrap. So there you go. Bubble wrap was originally invented to be a wallpaper. Mm-hmm. But the kids would just pop it. I mean, you know, it would not last long.
It's just supposed to be texture.
Or like unless you flip it on the other side, you know, there's that flat side because it's not always doubled.
How about that?
I may have to find a room in the house for that.
Jennifer says this show is like a new information channel, like PBS. Oh, that's how we should. Hi. Welcome to the Pops and Low radio show.
I will literally kill myself if that's how we do our show every week.
It's Friday night.
I will purposely interrupt it just like I am now. That's so frustrating. I hope
everyone's having a fantastic evening.
It's like Reagan said, unless we're doing ASMR, there's no need to whisper.
But
like,
see, but ASMR is so much better when nobody talks and you just show up and then you eat cereal and there's nothing else happens.
They do these strangest things. They're like cutting a watermelon.
Did you know that's a berry? Yeah. Watermelon's a berry.
That's insane. Yeah. That is insane.
Yeah. Even if you fill it with like they used to fill it with Everclear. You just cut a little hole.
Yeah, and then it makes moonshine.
Yeah. Well, no, then you eat the watermelon
and then you die.
Yeah, get hammered.
Yeah. You know, I had somebody make me an Everclear Pete shot. Shwetty.
Who's Pete Shwetty?
What?
Pete Shwetty. Pete Shwetty.
Sure.
I don't know what that is. Is that someone from NPR? Pete Shwetty?
I'm not familiar. I'm not a
regular. All things considered.
Cookie Masterson.
What?
Cookie Masterson.
Cookie Masterson.
All things considered on National Public Radio. What did you have for dinner, Lo?
Wah, 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 wah.